Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
It was great out at Cameron Park. This event just gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year. The Hunter Valley Electric Vehicle Festival. And it really is turning the spotlight on what is coming your way and my way in relation to not just transport, but powering our homes. And some very intelligent people around. And it was great to see around 58 schools, primary and secondary schools, all working together to come up with some fantastic electric vehicles. And that was just the start of it. National Science Week. And it's great to have a chat this morning. Sarah Pilgrim, Hunter Innovation and Science Hub Coordinator. Sarah, good morning. Did you get a chance to get out to Cameron Park and check out all the action?
Good morning. Thanks for having me today. Absolutely. It was perfect weather and there were lots and lots of people there really keen to learn more about some of the new technologies that are coming up for the Hunter in wider Australia.
You know what I found amazing with the kids being involved in it, and it's something we spoke about with Professor Tim Roberts yesterday. They're not there just taking part and riding the vehicle or making sure that it's clean and ready to go. Everyone involved has been, you know, right from the ground up. They're not just riding the vehicle, they're putting it together, they're looking at the innovation. And that must make you really happy considering a lot of it is starting in primary school.
Absolutely. It's fantastic to see them starting these projects from scratch and really seeing what it takes to put together something as complicated as an electric vehicle. So it's a fantastic opportunity for the kids in the local Hunter area. So we're very, very excited to have the Hunter Electric Vehicle Festival happening every year now.
And look, that's just one part of National Science Week. I'd imagine it's going to be a very busy next couple of days.
Absolutely. We have 13 events scheduled, and they're just some of the ones that are happening in the Hunter. We are the Hunter Innovation and Science Hub, so we're a group of a whole range of different organisations working in STEM, so that's science, technology, engineering and maths, and we are either running or helping to promote a whole range of different activities to make sure the community has some really cool things to get involved with for National Science Week.
Sarah, a couple of years ago, people were saying, look, we want to make the Hunter. It was known for many, many, many decades as an industrial hub. There's still a little bit of that around, but we know that the mining's on the decline at the moment and also the manufacturing. A lot of work is going into making, for want of a better term, the Hunter Valley, the smart hub of Australia. And how is it going? How are you seeing it from your angle?
Absolutely. And the hub's vision really is to grow an inquisitive and future-enabled Hunter community. And to do that, we really think it's important to help the community get engaged and informed about STEM and making sure that there are lots of different things that they can get involved with as part of that. So we want to make sure that not only in schools and sort of educational institutes that are pushing STEM, but also to try and draw more of this sort of innovative industry into the Hunter as well, to make sure that there are jobs available in this new industry area as well.
I remember when I was at school, and I didn't mind science, but at times it could get a little bit tedious. You know, you might get bogged down in chemistry or physics, and you're sitting there and you're going, oh, how am I going to use this in real-world applications? I suppose the benefit we have in 2016 is it's better for the kids, because whether it's drone technology, whether it is, you know, renewable vehicles, there are some real hands-on things that the kids can get involved in. It's not just book learning, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, the Hunter Valley Electric Vehicle Festival was a great example of that, letting the kids build their electric bikes or their solar cars. We also have robotics workshops up at Cessnock High School tomorrow. We have RoboGals visiting Singleton Library on the 17th. We have RoboCup Junior, a big competition happening with primary schools and high schools at the Forum at the University on the 18th. Then we have 3D printing for adults at the Foghorn Brewhouse. We have drones in the vines out in the Hunter Valley. We have a whole range of different activities. A lot of them are sort of focusing around the robotics and drone technology. It really is a great way to get people involved because it is very hands-on project sort of based learning.
I feel kind of jealous because we've come a long way from playing with a Bunsen burner, haven't we?
Absolutely.
There's so much to do. And I've got to say, just walking around the Electric Vehicle Festival yesterday, the thing that I noticed, everyone was getting on. The kids were getting on, and if something was broken, they would all spring into action. And it's so nice to see a group of kids coming together for a common cause, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've found a lot of the sort of learning and activities and events around STEM really do encourage that sort of teamwork, problem-solving, project-based learning, which is going to be vital for the jobs of the future. They're predicting 75% of future jobs are going to need skills in STEM. So the Hunter Innovation and Science Hub and all of our member organisations are really trying to encourage the community to engage with STEM to make sure that we're really prepared for those future jobs and that the Hunter's sort of not left behind. We really want to draw that new industry into our area.
And a problem we had for many years was a bit of an Australian brain drain. We were losing a lot of our science and technical people overseas. And are we finding more are deciding to stay in Australia because there are more opportunities now?
Absolutely. There is, as sort of we're pushing to keep the industry and trained graduates who are trained in STEM to keep them in Australia. And that's why our group is really trying to encourage not only the kids to get involved with it, but really trying to draw that industry into the Hunter as well to make sure that when people are graduating from STEM-focused degrees, that they don't have to sort of move overseas or move to a bigger city to sort of work in that area. So it's definitely something that we're trying to focus on and really get the community engaged with.
A bright future for science in Australia. Sarah, thanks for your time this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
It is National Science Week. Sarah Pilgrim, Hunter Innovation and Science Hub Coordinator.
2NURFM 103.7.